As I was walking, unfortunately, I didn't have time to prepare and to speak about. And as I was walking in the door, I started to think about what I would say. And some thoughts came to my mind, mostly in relationship to a topic that I was asked to speak about yesterday in morning at class at the Discount Leadership Sangha. Topic was about basically how to ensure success and longevity of our Krishna consciousness movement based upon following Parampara Pacific succession, and specifically in relationship to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because yesterday was his appearance day. And I chose to speak on a particular topic, reflecting on the importance of following the instructions of our Parampara, not only by repeating your instructions, but also by being exemplary to constant meditation on those instructions, the execution of one's service. And I was quoting a verse that I oftentimes speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, in the prayers of Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma's prayers for freedom and potency. Prabhupada explains that a person is very fortunate who has received both the instructions and the blessings to execute responsible work, and he's always conscious of his subordinate position in the execution of those instructions, then certainly he will be successful in his endeavors. And Prabhupada also, on the contrary, explained that if one doesn't act in the proper consciousness, and therefore, even though he may have received the instructions and blessings, therefore the result may not be so nice. Although externally, it may be very nice. So, in our efforts to speak about that topic, I was explaining how our previous acharyas taught, both through their instructions and by their example, and that although Srila Prabhupada had given so many instructions to his followers, that anyone could take any one of those instructions and repeat it, and be convinced that those instructions are in of themselves fully potent for a successful outcome of our Krishna consciousness movement. It may not be as easy as that. And Prabhupada made that point in the commentary that both things have to be there. The instruction, the blessings, and the consciousness. And without the consciousness, without the internal meditation and helpless dependence on those instructions, and Prabhupada said the criteria to be feel oneself helplessly dependent is to always feel oneself incapable. And our acharyas and Prabhupada give many examples, both in his own example in his life, of always feeling himself very incapable, but nonetheless driven by a desire to please and to be always dependent upon the success and result with the blessings and constant meditation of those instructions. I bring that point up, and one other point in that connection is something that I actually looked up for yesterday, but I didn't have time to speak about it. Because Prabhupada would also oftentimes speak about himself. He would use the example of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura's commentary andiamo sia proprio tutti i che raccolgono. And when he was speaking to his disciples, he expressed that when he received his instruction from his spiritual master, he took shelter in the words of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. And he meditated, that he actually said that became the foundation of his meditation in executing the order of his Guru Maharaj. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, he states that of all kinds of intelligence, the best intelligence focused on Bhakti Yoga. Best is intelligence focused on Bhakti Yoga. In Bhakti Yoga, one's intelligence becomes single-pointed or fixed in determination. One thinks the instructions of my spiritual master to worship the personality of Godhead by chanting, remembering, serving his feet, and so are on my only sadhana, my only subject, my only livelihood. I am incapable of giving up these instructions, either in the stage of practice or in the stage of perfection. They alone are my object of desire and my only responsibility. Besides them, I can desire no other responsibility, not even in my dreams. It is all the same to me, whether I feel happy or unhappy, or whether my material existence is eradicated or not. That is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary that Prabhupada himself took shelter in. Why am I bringing this up today? Obviously, I bring it up because I have bought into my own experience and association with Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, that I saw and became convinced that he also worshipped these instructions. And that I saw in him somebody who was successful because of his constant meditation on Prabhupada's instructions. He lived, he breathed. His very existence was constant meditation of carrying those instructions on his head, complete subordination to those instructions. And as all of you know, the different examples of how he demonstrated that, both to his god brothers and to his disciples, and he was uncompromising on Siddhanta. He was uncompromising on the orders that were given to him by Srila Prabhupada. He lived them, he breathed them, he meditated on them, and he could not think of in any way his life separate from them. When I came and I spoke, I won't speak so much about my personal association that I had with him, but in the time I had a private meeting with him, we sat and spoke for quite some time. First thing he spoke about was Prabhupada's instructions to him. His first thing. Then he spoke about his conviction of those instructions and how Prabhupada's instructions manifested. Because it was Prabhupada's desire, and because Prabhupada had that desire, and therefore he had faith that whatever Prabhupada's desire was would manifest. And these were all revealed in due course of time. And then of course we spoke about other things, but the realization that I got is that not only did he live in full submission and subordination to the instructions that were given to him by my beloved spiritual master, but devotees who heard from him, who received instructions from him, and who act in the right consciousness as he taught by his example. Not by just the instructions he left behind, but by his example. Because you can't separate the two. You can't separate instructions from the example. Both have to be taken into consideration. And because Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj embodied the example of somebody who took the instructions of his Guru Maharaj as his life and soul, and for him, they were his sadhana, they were his sadhya, whether in a stage of practice, whether in a stage of perfection, and that whatever consequences would come, he would never give them up. But he always demonstrated qualities of a perfect Vaishnava. Perfect Vaishnava in all his dealings. And therefore he didn't use Prabhupada's instructions as a way of mistreating others, or at least I didn't experience that, and I'm sure his followers would also see that he was always the perfect Vaishnava, and Prabhupada said that his followers be recognized for being perfect gentlemen. And Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj was perfect Vaishnava, perfect gentleman. Unfortunately, many of us could not realize that. We didn't take the time. Fortunate for me, I did take the time. And I took enough time to become convinced that those who follow his instructions in the same mood that he taught by his example, they will be successful in their endeavors. Potency is there, Paramahara is there. You are blessed. We are all blessed. I feel blessed that my Guru Maharaj spoke to me through him. I feel blessed. These are my convictions, and these are a few words that I wish to share with you today. And may we all be blessed by the association that we ever had, whether it be a moment, whether it be a minute, whether it be whatever lala mantra is all required. And we should be feel fortunate for having received such blessings of the Vaishnava. Thank you very much.
Just a little comment and we'll finish. I had the good fortune just recently to spend a couple of weeks at the Ranjan Marsh in Jimbapuri. And he would often express to us